Sukha Yoshami corresponding to Sukha Bavli Daf Nun Vav. We begin the Yoshami on Daf Chaf Hei Amud Beis at the Mishnah. B'shloish Pakim B'shana Hayukol HaMishmaris Shavim B'murig HaGolim V'chilak Lechem B'aponim. The Mishnah says that three times during the year, all of the Mishmaris divide equally the Emorim of the festive offerings and the Lechem HaPonim, which is the showbread. B'atzeres Omer Loi Heilech Matzah Heilech Chometz. On Shavuos, that occurs on Shabbos, when there are both Lechem Aponim and Shtei Lechem to divide amongst the Kohanim, the distributor says to them, take Matzah, take Leaven. Mishmash is Mana Kavur, who makrif Tamidim, Nadarim, or Nadavis, or Chokabonis Asibu, or makrif Zakol. The Mishmah, whose week of the 24-week rotation occurred during the festival, would sacrifice the Tomid offerings, the pledge sacrifices, and all of the public sacrifices, and they would sacrifice everything. This phrase teaches that they also bring the sacrifices that were for the kites and mizbeach, offerings brought from public funds at times when there were no other sacrifices being brought on the mizbeach. Yom Tov Samach LeShabbos ben Melefoneah ben Melachreah hayu kol haMishmaris shavim v'chiluk lechem haponim. When Yom Tov occurred, close to Shabbos means on a Friday or a Sunday, all of the Mishmaris divided equally the lechem haponim. Chal Yom Echad lahafzik bentayim. Mishmar shizmani kavur hu noitel eser chalois me'amisakev noitel shtayim. If there was a gap of a day between them, means if Yom Tov occurred on a Thursday or a Monday, the Mishmar whose week occurred then would receive 10 of the 12 breads, and the Mishmar who remained for the festival would receive 12 breads. Uveshak kol yomos hashana hanichnas noitel sheish. The rest of the year, the Mishmar who arrived to serve that week would take 6 breads. Rav Yehuda says that the Mishmar who had just arrived would take 7, and the Mishmar who was leaving would take 5. The Mishmar who had arrived would divide the breads in the north, and the Mishmar who was leaving would divide in the south. The Mishmar of Bilga would always divide in the south. Their ring that was used to rotate around the animal to be slaughtered was fixed in place, and the window where they stored their slaughter knives was blocked, and the Gemara will explain why they received these punishments. And the Gemara says, "Ksiv chelik chelik yechilu yochol af b'shar yomei sashana kain tamid loyma levad mimkarov al arvois chutz mashemachu arvois levonim at shabascha v'ani shabasi." The Gemara says that the pasuk in Dvarim Yudches pasuk Ches tells us that they shall eat portion for portion, means they equally divide the lechem upon him and the shtei lechem on Shavuos. I might have thought that this equal division applies throughout the year. So the pasuk continues, aside from what was implemented by the forefathers, and means it excludes portions that the forefathers agreed to divide in a certain way, that each Mishmar receives portions of Lechem Eponim corresponding to when they serve in the temple. The Mishnah taught that on Shavuos, that occurs on Shabbos, where there are both Lechem Eponim and Shtei HaLechem to divide amongst the Kohanim, the distributor says to them, take Matzah, take Leaven. Itznai tani helech chometz helech matzah. A baisa teaches take leaven, take matzah. Manda mehelech matzah shehu choviv, manda mehelech chometz shehu tadir. The Mishnah says matzah, which is shtei lechem first because it's dear. The baisa says leaven, which is lechem upon him first because it's more frequent. Amar Rabbi Levi kol mishmaris hayu nesunois bedoim. Rabbi Levi says that on the festival, all of the mishmaris would divide the lechem upon him in the south together with the mishmar who was leaving. Am Rabbi Yosi Masnisa Amakain Chal Yom Echad Lahafzik Bintayim. Rabbi Yosi says our Mishnah teaches this. It says that if there was a gap of a day between them, the Mishmar who had arrived would divide the bread in the north, and the Mishmar who was leaving would divide in the south. So too, the Mishmaris who had arrived for the festival when it was not their time to serve are no better than the Mishmar who was leaving. Rabbi Yehuda ben Titus b'shem Rabbi Acha Kraya Mesayelen Lohen Tanai. Rabbi Yehuda ben Titus, quoting Rabbi Acha, said that there's a pasuk that supports this Tana, which is Rabbi Yehuda, who ruled that the Mishmar who was leaving would only receive 5 breads. The pasuk says in Shmuel Aleph Perk Chof Aleph Pasuk Dalad, and now what do you have? 5 loaves of bread? Give them or whatever there is. King David was speaking to Achimelech, who was of the Mishmar who were leaving. The mentioning of 5 loaves is hinting that this is what the Mishmar would receive. The Mishnah taught that the Mishmar who had arrived would divide the bread in the north, and the Mishmar who was leaving would divide in the south. Amar Chananya, Braid of Hillel, Kedei Lachloik Kavod La Nechnasim. Chananya, the son of Hillel, said that this was done in order to give honor to the Mishmah who was arriving. Amar Yosef Bebun, Lemitam Ze, Ela Begain de Taninan, Kone Nechnasim La Habayis, Nechnasim Derech Yemin, Makifim Bediotin Derech Smol. Rabbi Yossi Berbun said, no, that this was not the reason, but rather it was because of the Mishnah that teaches that whoever enters the Temple Mount enters on the right, he goes around and leaves on the left. Bilga lo ilum chaylekes bedorim mipnei Miriam bas Bilga, Shemira, Data, Baholcha, Venisus, El Saldiot Echod, Mishel Malchus, Beis Yovan, Uba, Vatofcha, Al Gagoy, Shamizbeach, Omoloi, Lucas, Lucas, Ata, Hechravda, Nechfehem, Shel Yisov, Le Matalahem, Beshas, Lechkon. Bilga will always deride in the south, and this happened because of Miriam, the daughter of Bilga, who left the fold and married a general of the Greek royal family. She came and kicked her foot on the Mizbeach and said, "Wolf, wolf, you consume the property of your soul, which is the sacrifice that are burned there, and you don't stand up and help them in their difficult times." Some say that the Mishmah of Bilga was punished because they did not arrive for their week service, and the Mishmah of Yeshavav continued to serve as Kahanim in their place. And therefore, Bilga always divides in the location of the Mishmah that's leaving, and Yeshavav always precedes Bilga in the rotation of the Mishmahis. Why not oust Bilga completely from serving in the temple? The answer is you can't do that because Reb Simon quoted Reb Shimon Levi as saying that uprooting a chain of lineage is difficult in the eyes of Hashem. The Gemara asks, why not divide up Bilga to be part of the other Mishmois and have 23 Mishmois instead of 24? And the Gemara says, Leith Yochil, you cannot do that. Dichsiv, Hema Yasad David of Shmuel, Hereb Ve'emunosam, Ve'emunosam, Umnas Gedoyla, Hoysa, Sham, She'ein, Mishma, Noitel, Veshoine, Vesade, Vesteachuza, Ati Yetel, Chaveiru. The Gemara answers, this cannot be done, as the Pasuk says in Divrei Yomim, Aleph, in Perek Tes, in Pasuk Chof Beis, they were founded by David and Shmuel, the seer, in their skillfulness. Their great skill was that one Mishmah would not take a second ancestral field until another Mishmah received first. A field that was consecrated but not redeemed by the owner before Yovel goes to the Kahanim of the Mishmah that was serving in the temple that Yom Kippur. David and Shmuel set up a cycle of Mishmaris which ensured that a different Mishmah of the 24 served each Yom Kippur of the Yovel years. Amar Bihavo, Chishavtem, Shein Mishmah, Noitel, Vashoine, Vasei Achuza, Atriyetel, Chaveiroi. Bihavo said, I calculated it and it's true. Vatabaasa, Kavua. The Mishnah taught that their ring was fixed in place. Rabbi Abba, quoting Rabbi Yehuda, said that they made rings for the Kohanim to use for slaughtering that would put around the neck of the animal. They were wide on top and narrow below. They could be rotated to then hold the animal's neck in place. The Chalayna Stuma, Shleimidu Oisa al Sakinehem, Kehi Titaninan Taman, Huaya Nikra Besacholophos. The Mishnah taught that their storage window was blocked up, that they could not put their knives there. This is like the Mishnah in Midos that says the area was called the slaughter knife chamber, as they would hide their knives there.